G'day everyone, Not the Footy Show, episode number 18. Here we are. I've got a new compatriot in the side booth with me at the moment. Billy Slater, how are you?
Hey there, how you going? Was a long time no see, mate.
Yeah, it's been about 6 months. I think we spoke in the grand final video last year.
Yeah, we sure did.
And I gotta say, your beautiful face sure beats Nick's.
Oh, thanks, mate. You're not so bad looking yourself.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
So you might be wondering why I'm sporting this fantastic moustache. Well, it's all because I went out in the streets tonight in public and I asked everybody, should the Greg Bird mo stay or should it go? Billy, what do you think?
Mate, I think it looks fantastic. Greg Bird's a good-looking bloke, and I reckon he knows all about fashion, so I reckon he should keep it forever.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
All right, Mr. McInerney, you're there on the phone yet again. Not the Footy Show, episode 18. Round 8 moments. Mate, what did you think?
Oh, there were some absolutely huge moments. How about the Eels packing on the points nice and early? Kuznetsov, alley-oop skis, one hand, plucks it out of the sky, lays down the smack to get him on the board. And then, how about Luke Burns?
Oh, that was my moment, man. That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Spectacular.
A little chip and chase into the line. Luke Patton didn't know where it came from.
Somebody sewn him up.
And also on that game, Jared Hayne, when he hit that gap at halfway, wow, poetry in emotion.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Melbourne Storm continue to set up the quality, and how about that moment just before half-time, Nick? Did you see it? Cameron Smith stepped up, and you know he's as normal. He's a left-foot kicker. He decided to have a crack with the right from touch, and how did it end up?
It wasn't far off. Actually, significantly closer than some of his left-foot efforts.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
The Raiders held on to a half-time lead, Nick. And you know why they did that?
Oh, I can't believe it.
Do you know why? There's one reason.
What, did they change the tactics maybe was?
No, they picked a halfback.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
The Dragons might as well have played an under-15 side against the Sharks on Saturday night. Brett Morris, Boyd and Matty Cooper just dominated that left-hand side. Something I noticed when I was talking to a friend of mine earlier in the week, Ben Cray wasn't as involved as normal, and I think that actually helped the Dragons, add a little bit of unpredictability to their left-handers.
Words.
Well, I'm just more saying he didn't get involved as much as he usually does in their set plays, and it actually opened up room for Boyd, Cooper and Morris more than normal. I think it's a little string that the Dragons need in their bow come for semi-finals time, having a little bit of unpredictability about them.
That's it. P.S. How the heck did I miss Brett Morris as a skipper on the fantasy? I'm killing myself.
Mate, at least you had him in your team.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
So, straight into the tipping for round number 9. It's a shortened round this week. 8 teams have the bye, and we have 2 representative games. Which one should we kick off first, Nick?
Well, I reckon City Country.
City Country? Well, lots of selections here that you can agree with and disagree with. We're going to look particularly on the players that are actually in the side. Tahu and Idris in the centres. What do you think about that for Country?
Oh, how was their effort going stroke for stroke? Oh, they were smashing each other on the weekend. It was beautiful. And I reckon Idris probably got the killer.
Oh, I think he did. I think he was the better of the two players. And it's good to see him in the centres. Unfortunately, I found out today that Matt Cooper was going to be in that side. But he got ruled out with an injury. And yet, funnily enough, guess who he got named for this weekend?
The Dragons!
A day later, like 12 hours later to play for the Dragons.
Sorry, they must be praying for a miracle, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit ordinary, actually. Other players, it looks like the country origin spine of Greg Bird, Kamali and Ennis will be the one for New South Wales. And no room for Nathan Hindmarsh, but we'll get to the snubs later on. The other one I would bring up is Chris Keating's had like 2 games decent football in the NRL.
Have been extremely decent, though.
And he's already the City 5-8. What's the deal with that?
I don't know, I reckon he's been pretty special for the last few weeks. Possibly more than 2 games. He's been showing some promise.
And Hodgkinson got a chance. Robbie Farah, captain City. And good to see Anthony Minicello get another chance at rep footy. I reckon it's a great decision.
Great player.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
So pick City Country. Who do you like, Nick?
I have to go with Country.
Yeah, I think Country might put a few on the old City boys. Look for Robbie Farah to have a strong game, but I think Country will win by 10.
Yes, I reckon Country by 12.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
And of course, the Anzac Test, Australia versus New Zealand. This is to open the Amy Park in Melbourne. Australia have picked a pretty predictable side. What do you think?
I don't see how... Well, you know, I can't really disagree with a lot of their selections. I'm rating it.
I've got to say, David Shillington's done well to make the Australian team again.
But issues with any team they pick, really. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty handy. It's good to see that Mickey Wayman gets a chance to play for Australia.
Certainly is.
And the interesting selection of Jamie Lyon in the centres.
Yeah, that is probably the biggest disagreement for me. The guy, unfortunately, has never really done much for me.
Yeah, I know. And Santhota, I've got to say, I like his attacking ability, but I tell you what, he's a defensive myth. The guy misses a lot of tackles, and particularly close to the line. He might get tested out by those big Kiwi forwards.
But he runs like a crazy man.
Yeah, he does, but we've got a million of those guys on our side. I like the Kangaroos. I'm taking them by 16. It could be 50, but I think the New Zealanders won't suck.
Yeah, I reckon the New Zealanders will be all right, but I'm still with you, boys. I reckon it's going to be a 13+. I'm going to have them by 12. Hey, you said they were going to win by 50.
Yeah, you said I think it's going to be a 13+, and then you said Australia wins by 12.
Not the footy show. Show!
And obviously the big aspect out of City Country will be the New South Wales Origin side. You'd imagine that all the guys in the Anzac Test are going to play for New South Wales. But that City Country, the selection trial, what do you reckon about the New South Wales team, Nick? Do you have any views on that?
Oh, you know what? I might have a few views on that. Do you reckon you have any views on that one?
I might do.
Well, I reckon the viewers should probably get into our video and see what they think of our lineups.
Exactly. We want to hear from you about what your team would be. You can check out the video of our New South Wales Origin sides. It's also on iTunes, which we're on iTunes now.
Ooh.
And there'll be a link on this podcast and on the YouTube video of where you can get that each week.
Probably improving the video somewhat, seeing how you don't have to see the two ugly mugs that generally star in those videos.
So very true.
Not the footy show. Show!
All right, on to the round 9 action. There's only 4 games, as I said. 8 teams have the bye. Seagulls play the Dragons Saturday night at Brookvale Oval. Who you got?
No surprise here, going with the Red V, it is a question of how many players are going to have to be backing up, but it looks like they're going to be backing up from both sides.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to go with the Dragons, provided they all play. Who knows, we'll just have to wait and see. It's going to be a bit of a lottery, there could be injuries.
Exactly.
Still think the Dragons are going to run over the top of them. I've got them by 8.
Yeah, I think the Dragons win by 10. I think the fact that the Dragons' spine players aren't playing in any representative games, so that's Soward, Hornby, Boyd and Luke Pritis, who I have to say has been very good this year. I'm taking the Dragons on the road. I think they'll get the cookies. And the Seagulls, they've got a lot of guys backing up. I think it hurts them more, the guys they've got backing up, than the Dragons.
We love cookies.
Not the footy show. Show!
All right, the Knights are hosting the Titans. Whoa, this is going to be a tight one. I really don't know.
Yeah, I'm torn as well, mate.
You would think looking at the table, you'd have to back the Titans, but
the
Knights are at home and they're good at home.
It's a day game as well, which I think works in the Knights' favour. They like to throw the ball around a bit. You know, I've been teetering on this pick all day. I'm going to stick with the Titans. I think they'll win by 8, mainly because they've only got 2 players, I think, that are playing in the rep games, and they're Minicello and Lafranchi. I think the fact that Scott Prince is back last week, obviously from his injury, but he was really good coming back. I'm taking the Titans. I think they win.
Yep, I'm rating the Titans. Scotty Prince coming back. He just slotted right back in there. Looked like he had never missed a game. I reckon they're going to be too good. I've got them by 6.
Not the footy show. Show!
Amy Park gets its first club home game for the Melbourne Storm. They host the Broncos. You would think that the Storm are going to be able to get up for this one. It's the third week.
Holland.
You reckon they're going to smash them?
The last 2 games, it's just been an absolute bloodbath. It's a no contest.
And it's back in front of their home fans, this time in their new stadium. I think that should be enough to make all the players that are playing in the rep games back up.
Oh, fire up.
I'm taking the Storm by 12, mainly because I think Darren Lockie has been really good the last few weeks. And he might keep the Broncos in the game. But if he happens to not be able to back up from the test match, the Storm will win by 40.
Yeah, it's a big call. The Storm do have a massive amount of players that have been missing due to the representative duties. And the Broncos probably have less representative players than they would in past years. But I think the Storm are still going to be too good. They're just playing It's just life to throw footy.
It's backyard footy with your mates, mate. It's just fantastic.
Fantastic.
All those rep players will obviously back up though.
They've been pumping at the moment. It's just 2 or 3 times the normal. They're just throwing it around like they don't care.
Yeah, I know. Well, Willie Mason came out and reckoned that no team will beat the Storm this year as long as they're interested, I guess is the way he put it.
And
you can't disagree with that. When they've got the talent they've got and they've got the carefree style, they're going to be fantastic the rest of the season as long as they care.
Yep, good call, Willie. I'm backing you.
Who are you taking? Storm by how many, mate?
Well, that is the question. I'm going to have to go with 12, I think, again.
Not the footy show. Show!
Roosters hosting the Cowboys without JT. I just can't see them. I agree totally with Fatty's comment the other day. I thought it was fantastic. Wait, it wasn't Fatty. I think it was Gus.
What'd they say, mate?
Can't score points without Jonathan Thurston. It's just fantastic.
That's fair enough.
Tell it like it is.
They will get Aaron Payne and Luke O'Donnell back from injury, and they've got a rookie, Michael Morgan, playing halfback.
Who now?
Michael Morgan.
Who now?
Michael Morgan.
Oh, oh, oh,
that's comedy gold. Yeah, the Roosters, they'll have Braith Anasta playing for them. I can guarantee you that, even though he got ruled out of City Origin with an ankle injury. Todd Carney faces a really interesting game here. He's picked on the bench for Country Origin, and I don't know how many minutes he'll get. But for mine, if he can step up and lead the Roosters' victory over the Cowboys on Monday night, that'll go a long way to getting him into the New South Wales Origin side, especially given he's playing halfback. I'm taking the Roosters. They win by four.
Yeah, I'm taking the Roosters. I think they're going to win pretty convincingly. I'm going to take them by 10. I just can't see them, the Cowboys, being even close without JT.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
All right, our tipping records. After 8 rounds, Nick, you're 38 for 64. You've dipped into the 50 percentile. 59%, mate. I got 6 from 8 from last week. I'm 45 for 64. I'm at 70%. So the margin is huge. But there's a little bit of news that I think we should break to everybody again. Who's first in the teams of tipping on the Daily Telegraph tipping comp? Do you know?
That is an extremely good question. Why don't I just check, seeing how I have it open right now.
Yes.
Oh, what's that? Not the Footy Show.
Are we first?
Oh, what a surprise. We're winning.
Woohoo!
Even with my absolutely pathetic tipping rate. Which...
Yeah, you're dragging the chain, but young Tommy McCosker got back in the game this week.
Yeah, he did.
We're doing well, mate. We're first overall out of about 4,500 teams.
That's not shabby.
It's not a bad effort. So you should be listening to Not the Footy Show all the time for all your tips.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Okay, last week in the special fried rice, we both got up. And surprisingly enough, when one of us takes the Storm and one of us takes the Dragons, odds are we're both going to be right.
True.
Round 9, Nick, I think it's your pick first up. Are you going to be boring and take the Dragons yet again?
Oh, maybe I should mix it up. What do you reckon?
Ooh, and what are you going to do? Take the Storm?
Oh, well, maybe I should mix it up even further than that.
Ooh, do tell.
Ooh, let's make it a little bit interesting. I'm going to take the Titans.
Ooh, he's taking the Titans. Well, that's...
Putting it out there.
That's interesting. Does that mean that because I've been taking, like, the Storm or the Bulldogs pretty much each week, I should take the Dragons?
Maybe you should.
No, I'm going to take the Storm. Are you serious? You're insane.
Ooh.
Good to see you took the bait and went for a team, not the Dragons, mate.
Go the Broncos.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
NRL Tweet Player of the Year. It continues. We're still waiting a couple of votes from round 8, but they'll be in by tomorrow. But I can tell you that Darius Boyd picked up 6 points against the Sharks.
Oh, the remote control car. We love his work.
And he is now on 24 points alongside Benji Marshall at the top of the table.
Go on, Darius Boyd. Go, son. Come on. Keep running with it. Oh, he runs across the line. He runs through the line. He runs across again. He spins around. He does a little pirouette. Oh, he's away. And then he got smashed. But he does score the odd try, doesn't he?
Well, he doesn't actually score any tries at all, Nick. Darius Boyd has 2 tries in 29 games for the Dragons. But having said that, he's probably been involved in setting up about 20 over that period, so we'll let him off this once. But he's definitely making a push in the NRL Tweet Player of the Year. But the guy that has made a huge surge in the last couple of weeks, and he we'll talk about in a second how he got snubbed for the Australian team, but Nate Miles polled 8 points, so he got the full 4-4.
Bang.
He's on 21 points. So Darius Boyd and Nate Miles, they're threatening Benji Marshall's right at the top in the NRL Tweet Player of the Year.
Benji hasn't really done much to help himself in the last few weeks, has he?
Not the Footy Show. Show!
All right, coming up later in the week, we're going to be looking at Fantasy NRL. It has been a while, but seeing how we're doing so well in the tips... And our fantasy teams are actually picking up.
Well, your fantasy teams are doing well. My Fox Sports team is atrocious, but every other one's going fantastic.
Yes. See, this is probably the only one place where I'm really on top of Woz at the moment, and I'm loving it.
Yes.
That's right, on top of Woz.
Can you just move?
Not the Footy Show. Show!
So look for that on Thursday. Hopefully we'll have that on iTunes as well, under Not the Footy Show, but a fantasy NRL blogcast. Can you afford to miss it?
I don't think you can.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
All right, we've got 4 talking points this week. Big four.
The big four.
Number 1, snubs for representative sides on this weekend. I think there are 2 big ones for Australia. Nate Miles and Ben Cray missing out on selection. What do you think, Nick?
Definitely hurts, but I mean, when you look at the bloke selected, it's just going to be tough. Somebody's already going to have to be crying in the corner. So, I don't know, boys. I really don't know. They're going to have to put their hand up in the state of origin, I guess.
Well, then there's obviously Nathan Hindmarsh missing out in selection for country altogether.
Oh, yeah, that hurt.
I don't understand what game the New South Wales selectors are watching, because if he's not the first guy that Queensland would pick if he was a Queenslander, I don't know what's going on. The other selections that got missed out, Matt Cooper, as we heard earlier in the show, actually got picked for country but then snubbed him. Jared Mullen missed out, and he was your halfback in the New South Wales Origin video.
He had a great game on the weekend as well.
No. Jason King missed out for City. Luke Douglas also missed out. Dan Hunt, our little bolter, he missed out as well. There's been a number of players, actually, that probably a little bit harshly treated in the way that these teams came together. And I guess it gives a pretty good indication of what the team that the New South Wales selectors are going to take. And I'm sorry, but I'm worried about our team again. I think we're going to be with the most boring side again, and we're going to get beaten by Queensland.
Particularly the Jamie Lyon factor in the old national team. I don't think that's hurting our chances of getting both Jennings and Morris in the centres.
Not the footy show. Show!
Talking point number two. Which game are you looking forward to more, Nick? City Country Friday night or Australia versus New Zealand?
I'm going to have to be a little bit unpatriotic here and take the City Country. I do love the country boys dusting up them city slickers. There's nothing better.
Well, I'm actually going to take the Anzac Test. I'm looking forward to an Australian performance with a great side. It's one of the great things about the Anzac Test tends to be is that we get our best players in form and relatively healthy. And we tend to absolutely crush the Kiwis. So I'm looking forward to a big scoreline on Friday night. I'm taking the Anzac Test.
Ooh, controversial.
Not the footy show. Show!
And there's a bit of breaking news that Not the Footy Show podcast and YouTube video can divulge. The NRL is considering going with player numbers. You'd argue, well, they've got player numbers anyway. But actually, like the NBA, the NFL, baseball, and hockey, they've got individual numbers on the back of their jerseys. I'm assuming it'll be from numbers 1 to 99. What do you think about this, Nick? Super League did it about 12 years ago and fell flat in its face. What do you reckon?
Well, I think it is an absolute marketing stroke of genius. Imagine the jerseys you sell. You want to go in and get a jersey, you got to get a new one every year with your name and number on the back of it. Jared Hayne, numero uno. I think it's a master stroke.
Well, will he be number one? I mean, that's the thing that I think I don't like about it is you tend to lose an idea of positions.
That is true.
And that is something that I think is really valuable. When you think about Hayne, you think of number one. You think of Billy Slater, you think of number one. Halfbacks have always been number seven. I didn't like it back in Super League time, and it became a squad number thing, and now players are going to go with 55s and 99s and 91s and all this sort of stuff about the year they've been born.
The 69's going to be amongst it.
Well, maybe, you know. I wonder if the NRL will actually ban that.
I'm going to put it out there.
But yeah, obviously, as you said before, it's a marketing ploy. It's purely about dollars, so that means the NRL will approve it. I mean, as if they won't. But I actually think it's a mistake. I think one of the biggest things that you lose if you lose that sort of unique number aspect within the positions is the younger kids coming through won't know about the positions that players play. And obviously there's also the other angle of when players change clubs. You know, how's a parent who spends $150 or $160, however much jerseys are now, on a player who ends up leaving the club at the end of the year? I mean, there's that angle to it all. I just think it treats the fans a bit ordinary. And particularly teaching our young kids about the game, I think it's a mistake.
Oh, he's got a lot to say on the matter, Woz. But I reckon coming from the old footballer's perspective, the real football, the round ball.
What, netball?
It works.
Netball's great. I think netball, you're a really good netball player. I've seen you.
He's cut me deep there. I think it is a stroke of genius, as I have already said. I think it is definitely massive for the clubs to get that extra bit of revenue. And you know what? It's good to get a nice shiny new jersey every couple of years, I reckon. And the players will probably stick with the same number. The odd transfer is going to put a spanner in the works, but I think they can overcome it. I think it's a good move.
Not the footy show. Show!
Okay, talking point number four, the Greg Bird Mo. Should it stay or should it go? We've gone to the streets and found out whether the fans like it or not.
Should it stay or should it go now?
Not the footy show. We're out talking to the people about two very important things. Number one, Not the Footy Show, what do you think?
Greatest YouTube video show of all time.
Sensational Big Fan, yes. Yeah.
Innovative.
I just feel so centered when I watch it. It's just so good.
Definitely my top 11. Let's start that again.
Haven't seen it.
Second question, Greg Bird Mo, should it stay? Or should it go?
Every time I see it, I get so angry.
Go. I don't like it.
Oh, nice.
Definitely stay.
It's a keeper. Stay into it for you.
It should go. Worst Mo of all time.
Oh, some pretty interesting comments there, Wazza.
Well, you know, I took one for the team, mate. I actually wore the Greg Bird, as you can see in the video, Mo out in public tonight. Lots of strange looks at me. A couple of very suggestive ones as well, which was a bit concerning. I mean, it's getting shaved off once I've got off the phone with you.
Oh.
But the fans, mate, I think the most encouraging thing about all that is they like the footy show.
They do love.
They don't like the Not the Footy Show, but they like the footy show. So I think they were a bit confused when I asked them that question.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
So episode 18 in the books, Not the Footy Show, on YouTube and on iTunes. Billy, did you enjoy your time with me?
Man, it has been an absolute pleasure, and for all my money, I would have said kept the mo, but I'll see you boys next time I'm in the studio, all right?
Not the Footy Show. Show!
So, Nick, thanks for joining me again. Hopefully, in the near future, we'll be together again in the flesh doing the videos. But at the moment, the podcast, I think they'll go all right.
I think they're going to be pretty good.
Indeed. So, catch you next week on Not the Footy Show. Say goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, Nick.
Not the... No, we're not the... Not the Footy Show.
Show?